Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachah Psachim Daf Kuf Chet Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the Amud, continuing with our exploration of the issue of the Arba'a Kosot occasioned by the line in the Mishnah that even a poor man must be given Arba'a Kosot. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavot Be'Arba'a Kosot Halalu. Women are obligated to drink the four cups. Shafena Yubo Toha Neis. They were also included in the Neis. Two reads of this famous discussion. Tosafot also brings both opinions. One is that they were instrumental in causing the Neis, as the Midrash, Bizchut Nashim Tzidkaniyot. And, of course, the simpler read, which is that they were also redeemed, they were also saved, and as a result they have to give thanksgiving. The same dispute appears in the parallel statements of Rabbi Shimon Levi about Neis Chanukah and about Mikra Megillah. Notice that this reasoning of Afena Yuboto Neis is only applied to mitzvot de Rabbanan. So the Arba Kosot, and we're not sure here if this means the sum of all the wine in four cups or each of the cups, has to have enough to mezigat kos yafeh, which means to form as a base of wine that with the dilution of water would make a kos yafeh. We don't know what a kos yafeh is either. So if two things we don't know here, we'll clarify. His memra continues, shta'anacha yatsa, if you drank the wine undiluted, yatsa, shta'anavatachat, if you drank all four cups at one shot, Yatsa, Chajtaim Shalosh Shabbat. Hishkamem the Farav Levito, if you gave them and shared them with the rest of your family, Yatsa also. Now let's analyze this. Shtancha Yatsa, Merava Yedeyayin Yatsai, Dechirut Le Yatsa. So Rava says you fulfilled the essential mitzvah by drinking undiluted wine, but you haven't fulfilled nobility. It's not a full mitzvah because noble people drink better wine than that. Shtan Vatachad, if you drank them in one shot, Rav Amar, Yedayayin Yatsa, yeah, Shmuel's statement was you fulfilled it. When fulfilled it means you fulfilled Yayin, but Yedei Arba Kosot Lo Yatsa. Arba Kosot means they're at each juncture of the Seder and not in one shot, so you've essentially drunk one kos. Hishkami on the Vanav Le'eto Yatsa, if you give it to your family. So Nachmar Yitzchak v'hush to Yishti Ruba the Kosa. That's as long as you drink Rov Kos. Alright, now, that entire statement is going to be challenged, and really the first part of it is challenged by this. They have to have a revit, meaning enough wine to make a revit of total. So whether it's all undiluted or it's mixed, echad chadash v'chad yashan, new wine, old wine, doesn't matter. You don't merit, so she bo tam umare yayin. A separate thing, he says it has to taste like wine and look like wine. So, that we'll get back to in a minute, but in the meantime, tani miya kadei revi'it. So you're saying it has to have kadei revi'it, v'atamar kos yafeh, and in Shmuel's original statement, it said, kos yafeh. Kos yafeh is much more than that. So amri, idi v'idi chad shiru, means the same thing. My kadei mezigat kos yafeh v'kamer, what does it mean? L'chol chad v'chad, meaning, then each one should be enough to make a kos yafeh, tavilahu kula revit, meaning you have a rova revit, a one quarter, because remember the typical dilution rate was one part wine to three parts water. So you have a total of revit among the four cups, each one has a quarter of a revit, and three parts water gives you enough. So that answered both questions that we had about whether this is a measure of all four cups or just the one cup. And Rabbi Yehuda in the Brita added that it has to look and taste like wine. Amar Rav Amai Tam Rabbi Yehuda, was his reason? Dichtiv, al tere yayin kit adam. We have a pasuk in Mishlei. Wine is red, so wine is defined by a certain color. Everybody is obligated these four cups. Echad anashim v'echad nashim, echoing Rabbi Shimon Levi, although it was a brayta earlier. V'echad tinokot, and kids also. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, v'chimatzol yesh tinokot b'yayin. What's the point of giving kids wine? El, meaning, it's also not appropriate, but it's also, they're not going to understand what that's about. El, mechalkin lahen, klayot ve'egozin v'er pesach. You give them some toasted corn and nuts and Erev Pesach, kadosh shelo yishnu, so they don't go to sleep, vishalu, and at night they'll ask, and what they're going to ask is, why do you give us this candy and stuff, and you'll be able to answer the question. He did that exact thing. Tan Rabbi Ezra Omer, chotvin matzot b'lei psachim. This is sort of what our yachatz became. We grab matzah from each other on Pesach night, b'shul tinokot shlishnu, so the kids will see this bizarre behavior happening, and they'll stay awake and ask questions. Tanya Rulav al Rabbi Kiva said, Mi'amav lo amar higia id lamor beit midrash. He never told people it's time to leave the Beit Midrash. Chutzar Rabbi Pesachim Erev Yom Kippurim, except two times, when it was Erev Pesach and it was Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Pesach, b'shul tinokot, k'dishul ishnu. He would send the kids home, take a nap, so that they would be awake later. And Erev Yom Kippur, he would send them home so they should feed their family before the fast. Okay, Tamar Baran, Chayav Adam L'Samech Panam V'Nei Beito B'Regel. You're obligated to elate your family on the regel. Shenemar, Samachta B'Chagecha, Ata Uvincha, etc. Now, you're obligated, you and your family, so you have to take care of them. Pamema Samcham, how do you elate them? B'Yayin, we're drinking wine. Rabbi Omer, Anashim B'Ro Yilahem, Anashim B'Ro Yilahem. Each person has the part kind of thing that's appropriate for them. Shimbarilam, which is yain, nashim b'mai, what's for wind on Rios, and bavel b'vigdei tzivonin. In bavel, we buy them nice colored clothes. Perisol b'vigdei fishtan meguatzin. In Eretz Yisrael, we buy them nice linen clothes that are neatly ironed. Tanur b'yura b'mater omer b'zmanj b'et ha-mikdash kayim en simcha l'basar. When there was a b'et ha-mikdash, we had korbanot. The simcha was realized through eating meat of korbanot. Shemar v'zavachta shlomim v'chalta sham v'samachta. Lifnei adonai l'vacha, that's simcha. Now that we have no Beit HaMikdash, ein simcha l'b'yayin, shenemar v'yayin samach l'v'avenosh, the famous pasuk in Tehillim, teaches us that wine elates the heart. Amar b'Yitzchak, kasta demorisa tavit zipori. So in Zipori, they had a regular standard measure they used for measuring out fish oil. Halat kamin luga demakdash, it was about the size of the lug of the Beit HaMikdash, which means that a quarter of it was a revit, uvamisharnavich Pesach, and they would use that to measure out the wine for Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan Timniata Kadmaita, the Havi Tveria, this old measure that they had in Tveria, Havi Yatera Aldor Riva. It was one quarter bigger than that, uvamisharnavich Pesach. They used to use that for revit Pesach, meaning they would have more. Chistoravichal Torah, what's a revit? It's ba'ayim al tzba'ayim, it's two fingers by two fingers, beruah tzba'ayim v'chetzi etzba v'chomesh etzba. So it's cube, it's two fingers cubed plus. So it's two fingers by two fingers by height of two fingers and a half and a fifth, which is 7/10. Kedetanya rachat b'mayim et kol b'saro. Where do we know this from? Because the Torah tells us that when somebody goes to the mikvah, they bathe their entire body. This is zav. What's the drasha? Mamayim et b'saro, meaning there should be nothing between him and the water, like a scab, or like dirt, or like clothing, or whatever. Chatzitza. B'mayim means b'meimikva. It kol b'saro, this is the part we want. Mayim shkol gufo leman. He has to be in water that his whole entire body will fit in. V'chamahein, what's that? How much is it? Amah al amah b'rum shalosh amot. An amah times an amah, width and depth, and a height of 3 amot. That's the size of an average body. Shirucha mishur meimikva b'misa'ah. And that measure comes out to 40 sa'ah. So you take a look at Rashi, and he does all the math for you, that if you break that down now to what a revit is, you can see how it plays out with measures of the fingers, as we saw before. I'm a Rashi, because do this the math, first of all, I mean, how many revit there are in a seah. Rashi, I'm a li ravin bar chinna. He told me, shulchan shel mikdash shel prakim havei. I'm going to guess that the shulchan in the Beit HaMikdash was made up of joints that could be assembled and disassembled. Why? If you think that it was one solid piece, how could you take a whole amah and put it into a mikvah? After all, if a mikvah is typically one amah by one amah wide, it won't fit in there. So my kusha, that doesn't prove anything. Doma biyam shasa Shlomo. Shlomo's famous big pool that he made in the Azara. Maybe you put it in there. 150 mikvaot would fit in there, as we saw in the Cheshbon that we did a while ago with the Yam Shel Shlomo back in Eruvin, and so therefore there's plenty of room, and therefore there's no reason to think that the Shulchan was anything but a single solid piece. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up on Kuftet Amud Bet with a discussion about Zugot, and questioning how the Rabbanan could have ordained using 4 cups of wine, even numbers, which was in violation of what they understood to be considerations of invitations to demons, etc. We'll see that in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.